We're here on KSOM, KS95. We're talking baseball now. We're right hip deep into the baseball season, but this guy has been a talent in a lot of different sports. He got injured last year of the baseball season, but that forced him to miss the football season for Cam. But he's back now playing baseball for the Cougars. He played a little golf this past spring. Chase Speaker, senior for Cam, with us here on KSOM. Chase, good to talk to you. How are you feeling about the start of the baseball season so far?
I'm feeling great. You know, we're starting off 2-0. Can't ask for, you know, you can't do any better than that. So that's a great start for us. And we're happy. We're happy with that. So
yeah, sure. What do you think of this team? And, you know, it may be early, but what do you think just of the makeup of the team right now?
Well, we had two guys decide not to go out this year that went out last year. And we lost to a couple good seniors last year in Jack and Brody. So we got four new spots opened up, four new players, and they've all stepped up, done a great job so far. And we even got a new coach, and he's brought some new ideas to the plate, and we like them. So I think we're excited for what's to come.
Yeah, and so far you've done pretty good at the plate. You feel like last season ever left? I mean, you're comfortable right now? Everything's going well for you?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. The only thing a little different is, you know, coming back from an injury, obviously, but everything feels good. I think everyone feels great right now. So, yeah, we're ready to go.
So what was that like for you? I mean, when that injury came down, it forced you really to miss a lot of sports in your senior season. You know, how can you explain that experience and what that was like?
Well, it's not a good time. I would definitely not recommend it to anyone, but my freshman year, I went through something very similar. I had to sit out the whole year. So I've been through it before, so I kind of knew what was going to happen, what to expect. But you definitely start to miss the things like being on, just being a part of the team and playing with your friends and having a good time. But I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. I mean, especially football season, there were high expectations, high hopes for the team this past fall. And, you know, when you went down, I guess everybody said, oh, my God, this team was in trouble. And still, you know, Coach Bowers got them, you know, into the playoffs and they went pretty far. But, you know, how difficult was that to sit on the sidelines and watch the football season?
Yeah, it's very hard, especially sometimes watching, you know, the new guys come up and they're having growing pains and stuff like that. It's kind of hard to watch when you're not able to help or do anything. You know, you're just going to try your best from the sidelines to help them out. But it's hard to just sit there and watch. You just really want to play.
So what was the injury and what did you have to go through rehab to try and get yourself back healthy?
What did you say that first part?
I said, what was actually the injury that happened? And
so I tore my ACL, MCL, and both my meniscus. So I had to do about 8 months of rehab. I was on crutches for just a little over 2 months, and then I was in a brace for the whole time after that. But yeah, lots of rehab. I had great rehab people to help me out. So yeah, they got me back to feeling good. I'm ready to play, ready to go.
So when did you officially, you know, start your comeback? When was like the first time you started participating in sports?
Well, it would have been golf, so right around March, the end of March. So, and it happened, my injury happened in July, so about 8 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Think about changes in modern medicine. If it happened like 10 whatever years before, it would have been at least a year, if not longer. So yeah, it's amazing that we've got it down. I mean, a complete tear of your knee and you get to 8 months, and you know, who knows, maybe in the future it'll be six and maybe they'll just keep increasing it. What was
that'd
like?
Be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. what was it like just to finally, you know, step out and play with your teammates during the golf season, which was, of course, a great season to go to state?
It was really fun. I've never golfed before. It was my first time out there, but it was a really good time. Golf's really fun, and we had a great team. They made it really enjoyable. And like I said, I'm not any good at golf, but my teammates made it really fun. They got us to state, and we had a great time.
Yeah. And so now this is, you know, your swan song for baseball. What's that like? I mean, what are you hoping for here this summer? You know, your last moments here at camp.
Just hoping, really hoping to have fun, to be honest. You know, we can win. I think we can win a lot of games. I think we can have fun, you know, just hope to make a deep playoff run. We got a new coach, like I said, so he's bringing some new ideas to the table. We're going to play a little different style of baseball this year. But, you know, we still got some key returning pieces, and we got some new guys ready to step up that have been done a great job so far. So I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah. So what is your future going to look like? What are you planning to do once the baseball season is over with? What do you got plans for the fall?
I'm just going to college. I'm not doing any sports. I'm going to go to Iowa State, be a finance guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Injuries kind of do that to you. You know, sometimes you just do sports and, you know, Is it a case where you know, are you going to leave high school with regrets? Are you going to look back and say what might have been if I hadn't get hurt, or have you accepted what has happened?
Absolutely not. I don't really regret any of it. It's, you know, stuff happens. It is what it is. I mean, I learned a lot through it, so I'm not really that upset about it at all.
You say you've learned a lot, what, how would you describe what you have learned that maybe can help you down the road?
I would just say, you know, you gotta, it makes you appreciate stuff a lot more, if that makes any sense, you know, like, you know, I've been able to walk and run my whole life, been really good at walking and running my whole life. And then in a split second, all of a sudden I'm on crutches for 8 months, you know, and that's something that you take for granted a lot, is something as simple as your ability to walk, you know? So, when something like that's taken away, it makes you realize you need to be thankful for, you know, everything, every little moment of your life, every aspect. So yeah, just, you know, have gratitude for stuff like that.
Yeah. And what has it taught you in just terms of facing adversity? You're going to have to face some adversity throughout the rest of your life, whether it's paying the mortgage or whether it's, you know, doing this or doing that. What have you learned anything about just, you know, facing that adversity?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, a lot of stuff. I would always get told that, you know, God gives the toughest battles to the toughest soldiers, you know, so you just got to find a way through. Keep going. It's going to be hard, but you just got to fight through, you know.
What are some great memories of playing sports, any kind of sports, baseball, football, whatever, at CAM? What, you know, what sticks out the most there?
My freshman year, obviously, we won the state championship in football. That was really fun. And then we went to state baseball the same year, which was also really fun. And then one of my favorite memories as playing quarterback was my junior year last year when we played Westman Mallard in the playoffs and we won the game in the final, like, 5 seconds with a nice 2-minute drill at the end of the game. And then this year's state golf was really fun. And I'm hoping for some good memories in baseball. So,
yeah. This is a tough question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Where do you envision yourself? Where do you see yourself in like 10 years or so?
10 years. I hope to be a millionaire, you know, I don't know what I'm going to end up in 10 years. Wall Street, maybe. I just hope to be happy, really, which I think I'll be able to do. I'm a cheery guy, so.
Actually, yeah. That's a great answer. You just hope to be happy. I mean, it's simple. So I certainly wish that for you. So what do you see as the key for this baseball team here? You got Southwest Valley on Monday. We'll have coverage on KSOM. What's the key for this baseball team, you know, to do something special this, you know, here down the stretch here, or actually throughout the season with it just beginning?
I think the key to our season will just be playing fundamental baseball, keeping it simple, not walking anyone, putting the ball in play, not swinging at dumb strikes, you know, taking stuff like that into account, and always staying focused. You know, we can't get upset about dumb little things that are going to happen because we're a new team. You know, something's going to go wrong, and we're just going to have to be able to overcome that. So we can't get our heads down, and we got to play fundamental baseball.
Awesome. Well, Chase, it's really great talking with you, and looking forward to seeing you on the field this summer, and hopefully great things come for you and the team, and we'll certainly see you on the field on Monday night against Southwest Valley. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. See you Monday.
Chase Speaker, senior for KSOM Baseball, with us here on KSOM.